This is the son of PCJ.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Hello, everyone, and welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. It's always nice to have you with us. Well, I'm sort of getting back into the swing of things after having, a nine-day holiday, because as you probably heard last week, it was the Chinese New Year here in Taiwan. But not just in Taiwan, in many other parts of Asia, China, Singapore, Hong Kong, Malaysia, even parts of Thailand, and any place, of course, where there is a very large Chinese community. So we're now officially in the Year of the Snake. The Year of the Snake. Now, what does the Year of the Snake mean? Well, it's another animal, of course. I hope it is. But it does, of course, mean that, you know, prosperity and things will be good. I hope. Anyway, nice, of course, to have you with us as always. Coming up on today's show, we're going to be bringing you another part of our series, our special series from Radio Nederland, looking at their anniversary, their 50th anniversary, that was produced a number of years ago by Pete Myers. Now, this is leading up, of course, to an anniversary of ours, actually. Not the official anniversary of the Happy Station Show, but the anniversary of myself doing the show. The first show that we did was in March 2009. So this is, of course, my fourth year doing the program, and we have something special coming up for that as well. But I'm not going to tell you what it is. As much as I am tempted to, I'm going to keep it under my hat. Very big hat. Yes. Anyway, let's kick off with a little music right now. This is a wonderful singer from the Middle East. Her name is Elsa. And the song is called Ramshet Ayan, here on your program, Happy Station.
اللي مش من حلا إنسان بدي الحلا يحكي ويروي قلب عطشان ناديني فزعاني دفيني برداني ودفي قلبي النقا وعمل قلبي اللي ما له قال ناديني فزعاني دفيني برداني ودفي قلبي النقا وعمل قلبي اللي ما له قال حن الليل وصار يطول صارت عين تقابل عين عينك تسأل عين تقول اللي كيف برمشة عين اللي كيف برمشة عين حن الليل وصار يطول اللي كيف برمشة عين حن الليل وصار يطول صارت عين تقابل عين عينك تسأل عين تقول اللي كيف برمشة عين اللي كيف برمشة عين
Well, that certainly was a nice way to begin today's program. The singer's name is, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, and I'm probably not, Ilsa with Ramshet Ayal. Oh, right. You're listening to Happy Station from PCJ Radio. We've added actually a couple of interesting things at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. Well, it's actually not officially at our website, but if you go to our website and you look on the right-hand menu, where it says latest news. We've uploaded a couple of very interesting files to our FTP. If you go there and you'll see the stuff, you can get the password and the user ID to log on to our FTP for it. It's things like, for example, the complete Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney show that was done in the early 60s, the Martin and Lewis show, a wonderful series from CBC Radio called Nightfall, which includes an edition of the program that actually is about shortwave radio. And then some music recorded during the Second World War by German radio, some German propaganda stuff, which is actually a lot of fun. Anyway, just go to www.pcjmedia.com and you'll find all the details at our website. Okay, time now for more music. We're going to take a listen to Elvis Presley, from a very old album. I believe it's even one of his first albums, if I'm not mistaken. And it's called For LP Fans Only. Well, that's what they called it on CD. And it is My Baby Left Me. Baby Left Me, Elvis Presley, on today's edition of Happy Station. Last Saturday or Sunday, last weekend, between 16 and 18 hours UTC, we did our first transmission from our own relay here in Taiwan, directed to China, using two of our 1 kilowatt transmitters. And actually, yes, it worked out quite well. We got a pretty decent signal into our target of Fujian province. And we're going to be doing another one very soon, so stay tuned. I'll give you the details for that. Also, I want to mention, by the way, coming up next month, there's going to be a third edition of Media Network Plus. Yes, beside the 30-minute weekly edition, the monthly one-hour edition, we're also going to have another 30-minute edition. The difference is that this one will be in Chinese. So we're going to be doing a Chinese version of Media Network Plus for our listeners in China, Hong Kong, Singapore, and other Chinese markets as well. Also, I should mention that later this year, we're going to be officially launching our Chinese website for listeners in China. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, we now have time for a little bit more music, and then when we come back, Pete Myers with another installment of that series looking at Radio Netherlands Anniversary. But first, here's Steve Lawrence, A Room Without Windows.
A room without windows, a room without doors, a room where no guide but I can spy the charms that are yours. Like being marooned on an island far from civilized shores, you and me in a room without windows, a room without doors. Bells will be ringing, no telephone calls. In our little well-secluded cell of ceiling and walls, while dozens of males sit and chew their nails and hate me because I am yours in a room without windows, a room without doors. Said friend, how would you like to spend the long hereafter? I'd tell them what we're after is a one-way ticket to a room without keyholes, a room with no view, We'd like to reside there, hide there for an era or two. Completely wrapped up in each other, while the whole world ignores you and me. Is a one-way ticket to a room without keyholes, a room with no view. We'd like to reside there, hide there for an era or two. Completely wrapped up in each other, while the whole world ignores you and me.
A room without windows, a room without doors. Steve Lawrence beginning, well, actually, I'm not going to say beginning because we've been already going for just over 16 minutes. I think I'm still recovering from the holidays, yes. Anyway, we now bring you part six of our eight-part documentary series looking at the history of Radio Netherlands. It's produced and presented by Pete Myers.
It was not the best of times. It was not the worst. It was confused, disruptive, violent, and at the same time, fun. After swinging through the 60s, the band played on, and it was time to pick up the tab for the party. The price was awesome. For Radio Netherlands, the 70s was the decade when it was forced to change its safe and conservative image and become actively involved in the wider international discussion on a free and balanced global flow of news and information. In other words, it was time to confront the real world. And the process of doing that was painful and radical. At the dawn of the decade, our transmissions were 80 minutes long. The balance between speech and music was a lopsided 60-40, 60% music and 40% speech. The world was changing at a furious pace, but little of that tempo was reflected in our programming, which cocooned itself in listeners' requests, endless light music shows, and promoting tourism in Holland. In the real world, violence was vogue, waste was prolific, and Dutch society more vocal and outspoken on issues like racism, women's lib, gay rights, and corruption in high places. It's ironic that while our domestic broadcasters were involved with changing attitudes, focusing on news and information, this organization, the International Voice of the Dutch, was trapped in a system set up in the 50s and managed by men who lacked vision. More of the same was their credo, and it blew up in their faces by the mid-70s. Meantime, we cruised along on a wave of escapism and kept it light, breezy, and uncontroversial. If a showbiz celebrity hit town, our man with his mic was there for the news conference. In this case, Danny Kaye, whose work as roving ambassador for UNICEF was legendary.
Danny, you spent time in the Far East, and I'm sure you have impressions concerning your stop off in India.
Oh, boy. It is terrible. It really is terrible. We had a press conference in New Delhi, and I had just been in Calcutta. And somebody said, well, now, as far as the free Bangladesh and having the political implications, they asked me some big, complicated political question. I said, fellas, you know, you got the wrong fella. I'm not a politician. When you get a senator here, you know, you can ask him all that. I'm not really involved with the politics of India because I do not know that much about it. All I know is that children are always the innocent victims of any disaster. And I don't care what side you're on politically, if you ever went and saw what I saw in those camps, you couldn't help but be terribly moved. You couldn't help but feel that no matter who's right, who's wrong, whether anything is right or anything is wrong, children are starving in this land. And older people are not faring too well either. It is shocking.
Oh, once upon a time, there was a quack, 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 quack.
There's a little white duck, quack, sitting in the water, a little white duck,
quack,
doing what he oughter. He took a bite of a lily pad, flapped his wings, and he said, I'm glad I'm a little white duck,
quack,
sitting in the water. Quack, quack, quack.
The man who enchanted kids, Danny Kaye. Ask young people today how they view the 70s, and they inevitably focus on fashion and music. Flared trousers, platform heels, hot pants, maxi coats, vibrant colors, and ABBA. It was the era that saw the spread of the discotheque as a social center. But take a closer look at the decade, and you'll see that in reality, it was the age of the terrorist, and the emergence of the Middle East as a main player in the power game. The Western world, whose image of the Arab was shaped by Lawrence of Arabia, finally had to acknowledge the rise of Islam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar.
Since its creation, the State of Israel had fought three savage wars with its Arab neighbors. The dispossessed Palestinians, scattered around the Middle East or lingering in refugee camps, began campaigning for a homeland. Largely ignored by the West, the Palestinians resorted to arms and dramatically hijacked three international airliners, released the passengers, and then blew up the planes in Jordan. The PLO had arrived.
وتشهد تلك المناطق من العالم صراعاً مسلحاً فرضته.
The voice of PLO leader Yasser Arafat, a political survivor, if ever there was one. In 1972, Palestinian guerrillas of the Black September movement hijacked the Olympic Games in Munich with tragic consequences. They stormed the Israeli building in the Olympic Village and took 9 hostages. The plan was to fly their victims to an Arab country, but a firefight at the airport with West German police ended with the death of all hostages and 4 of the guerrillas. Avery Brundage, president of the IOC, addressed the world from the Munich stadium.
Every civilized person recoils in horror at the barbarous criminal intrusion of terrorists into peaceful Olympic precincts. We mourn our Israel friends, victims of this brutal assault.
And the games went on. But the enmity between Arab and Jew continued and erupted in the Six-Day War. Attacked by Syrian and Egyptian forces, the Israelis prevailed. But the Yom Kippur War of 73 was to have catastrophic consequences in the West. The Arab oil-producing countries reduced their production by 5% a month, hiked their prices by 70%, and plunged the world into recession. A classic album of the 70s contemplated these social changes better than any other and posed the question on everybody's mind.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer.
wicked side. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Marvin Gaye, and what went on in the White House was an epic of secrets and lies. The Watergate scandal proved that America had passed from the age of the common man to the common crook.
I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first. Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
The president, who was his own worst enemy, Richard Nixon. For the liberal left, his greatest achievement was taking crime off the streets and into the corridors of power. By bombing North Vietnam back to the Stone Age, he compelled the North Vietnamese to the peace table and negotiated a fragile peace that held for a couple of years and allowed America to pull out of a long and futile war. The children of Ho Chi Minh simply bided their time and in 75 swept into Saigon and united the country. There was panic and confusion as the last of the Americans and their dependents hopped into helicopters and fled the country. Thousands of South Vietnamese, terrified of reprisals, were left behind. This was no peace with honor. This was a humiliating defeat. Among the last to leave, a Dutch correspondent who found a seat on one of the choppers.
Eén voor één moeten we nu naar buiten om daar onmiddellijk in een helikopter te stappen die daar staat te draaien. De feitelijke evacuatie gaat beginnen. We gaan Vietnam door de lucht verlaten.
Oké, pass the work. No baggage. No baggage. Take your cameras in your hand if you want.
There'll be no baggage. The tragedy of Vietnam ended up 20 years later as a hit musical on the stages of the world, Miss Saigon. Still to come, Miss Cambodia, Miss Uganda, Miss Lebanon, Miss Chile, and Miss Ulster. Ah, believe me, kids, just surviving the 70s in its tin pot dictators and civil wars. Yes, sir, that was enough.
Well, you can't tell.
Trousers were really crotch-bending tight back then, hence the fashionable falsettos, the Bee Gees, music, and the film Saturday Night Fever that encapsulate the whole sensual 70s. And if free sex, liberated women, and drug culture took hold among the youth of America and Europe, it was all the fault of Dr. Benjamin Spock, author of the best-selling guide of child-rearing, The Common Sense Book of Baby and Childcare, which became the pediatric Bible since it appeared in 1946. Spock was accused of being the architect of the permissive society by his detractors, and in our studio he seemed undisturbed by the charge.
Actually, the accusation that I was permissive was not made in the first 22 years after Baby and Child Care came out. It was first made in 1968, about a month after I was indicted by the federal government in the United States for my opposition to the war in Vietnam. And it was made first by a minister in New York City, Reverend Norman Vincent Peale, Jr. He preached a sermon. He was a supporter of the war in Vietnam, and he said all the irresponsibility and lack of discipline in young people, by which, of course, he meant the refusal of so many of them to participate in the war in Vietnam, was due to the fact that when they were babies, I told their parents to give them instant gratification. Those two words, instant gratification, prove absolutely that Peel never looked at my book, Baby in Childcare, because there's nothing like instant gratification in it. I get a small trickle of hate mail, and it goes sort of this way. Thank God I never used your horrible book. That's why my children take baths, get their hair cut once in a while, and have jobs as computer operators.
And 20 years on, those computer nerds would control the world. Spock's reputation survived his critics, but the Prince of the Netherlands was to have his shattered when a special U.S. committee began looking into charges that U.S. aircraft companies, Lockheed and Northrop, had paid bribes to secure the sale of military aircraft to foreign buyers. Queen Juliana's husband, Prince Bernhard, was one of those who received vast sums of money. A scandal rocked the House of Orange, and the government, headed by Prime Minister Joop den Uyl, reacted accordingly.
De regering is tot de conclusie gekomen dat, hoewel van enige daadwerkelijke invloed van de...
The government has come to the conclusion that although there's no evidence of any actual influence by the prince on the purchasing policy, the prince's actions have damaged the interest of the state. As a consequence, the government is of the opinion that the prince must now retire from all those positions which have caused a confusion of functions and interests, or could cause these in the future.
Functies en belangen hebben geleid of zouden kunnen leiden.
The song that won the Eurovision Song Contest in 74 and launched the Fab Four from Sweden, ABBA. Pop music was firmly established as a multi-billion dollar industry by the 70s, and pop stars were the extravagant creatures who set trends in lifestyle. As music played such a prominent role in our programming, we even had a resident disc jockey from Australia who did a show called Triple S and later this.
From Radio Nederland, this is the new generation.
Music. Graham Gill, who left us in the 80s when this network became less music-oriented. The change from entertainment to information was a difficult time for Radio Netherlands, then known as Radio Nederland. We conducted an audience research survey, confident that we have a healthy slice of the shortwave cake. The results were shocking. Hardly anyone was listening to the programs we produced, with one or two exceptions. The spread of FM radio around the globe meant that listeners could get their music in mint condition, not via the snap, crackle and pop of shortwave. In talking to Asia and Africa, our tone was paternalistic and self-serving. Oh, you lucky people, look at all the wonderful things we Dutch are doing for you with our development aid. And in talking to the rest of the world, we remained either simple and cheerful or so academic that listeners needed a dictionary to decipher the language. A short example of what I mean.
We have fine composers in Holland today, but the one I'm referring to died in 1621, and his name is Jan Pieterszoon Sweelinck. The reason he may be singled out as the greatest is at once simple and profound. In developing his art, he was capable of taking what he needed from any music existing, particularly that of the Netherlandic early polyphonic schools, that of Italy, and the works of the English virginalists.
Harry Kliphaus presenting a profile of Dutch composer Jan Pieterszoon Sweelinck, but directed to such a rarefied section of the audience that the majority simply switched off. And let's face it, when it came to virginalists, hardly anyone was capable of preserving their virginity in the 70s, even the English. Now, within this section, the English section, there was a sharp division between producers and presenters who wanted to maintain the status quo and others who campaigned for news and shows that were more relevant to the times. Alarmed by the survey, the Board of Governors removed the director, brought in new blood and revamped the newsroom. At long last, we had a show called News Block that followed the news bulletin and later grew into Newsline. At this point, I entered the scene. Hired originally to expand our regional African service and give it a new image. With a team that included Veronica Wilson, Stanley Niawa and others, we opened the lines to Africa and launched this twice weekly show.
Ghana, Mali, Senegal, Namibia, Guinea, Sudan, Gambia, Ethiopia, South Africa, Morocco.
From coast to coast, you're on Beam. With Radio Netherlands, the Afro scene.
The tempo, attitude, and reports from the field soon won us a healthy audience in Africa and proved that if you gave listeners programs they could identify with, you'd keep them listening. Sunday, well, that was still sacrosanct, and the happy station continued with a new host. Like Eddie Starts, he was multilingual and presented the show in English and Spanish. But that's where the comparison ended. Tom Meyer was young, ambitious, and always keen to promote Dutch musical talent. When he took over the show, he wasted no time getting hold of the first Dutch group to have a number one hit in America. Remember this? Venus, Shocking Blue, Mariska Veres.
You've been to the United States, we know that, and how was the reception there? How were you received by the American young people and also by the older people, by the Americans?
Oh, it was very good, but where we played for, it was only for young people.
Mm-hmm.
I see, and a very big concert for 20,000 people.
20,000?
Yes.
Oh, that's a crowd. Did you meet any colleagues in the United States?
No.
None? Because it would have been...
Wait. We've played with, Ike and Tina Turner, and Country Joe and the Fish.
Yes.
Sly and the Family Stone, Three Dog Night. Well, I can't remember.
Well, at least enough to know that you've met many colleagues from the United States.
Mariska Veres at a reception in Holland when Venus went platinum. Tom was to host and expand the Happy Station show for the next two decades. Another long-running and popular program was DX Jukebox, which catered to the interest of worldwide DXs. It had four hosts, Derek Jordan, Harry Van Gelder, Dick Spakeman, and the late Fritz Kraveling. Yes, I know there was a fifth, but we'll get to him in a minute. When Fritz Kraveling decided to quit Holland and move to South Africa, Roger Broadbent presented a farewell show in his honor. In this extract, it's Roger first, who incidentally would later become head of the English section, the first foreigner to get the post.
It interested me because when you came here and took over DX Jukebox, you began, of course, as a translator. You took over DX Jukebox out of the blue. Here was Fritz Kraveling. You've very easily slid into this hobby, haven't you? You must have learned a great deal over the years that you've done the program.
I have indeed. I have learned a great deal because I was a complete novice, I would say, when I started. And now I'm going away with, all these loads and loads of experience and information that I've gathered.
Well, of course, you're going to leave a lot of people who have become your friends behind in this part of the world. Unfortunately, because you haven't advertised the fact of your departure, many DXs, many people who belong to DX clubs around the world haven't been able to send you their greetings and their hopes for your future. But one person has, so we'd like to go across to him now for his goodbyes.
This is Jonathan Marks at the European DX Council headquarters in England, and I'd just like to say on behalf of all of us working for the EDXE, and I'm sure those involved with ANARC and the shortwave listeners and DXs at home, we wish you all the very best for the future.
the avid DXer who would become the fifth host, transformed the show into Media Network and is still broadcasting today. Jonathan Marks is now director of programmes, which has widened his girth and diminished his hairline. And then there was Australian broadcaster Neville Gray, who went into areas that no one dared to in the 70s. Seizing the opportunity to reflect Dutch society's tolerance and openness, he crafted a whole series of shows that looked at issues like incest, transsexuality and the gay movement. Your typical Dutch-style family programming. He was also one of the few who had the knack of exploring the possibilities of the in-depth interview with well-known personalities. In this case, the Swiss actor Maximilian Schell, who had earlier won the Oscar for his performance in Judgment at Nuremberg, and who despaired about the lack of direction at the time of the German film industry.
You said something earlier today that struck me, that art needs a home, and German art has lost it, and you gave a few reasons why.
Well, first of all, the best movie makers in Germany during the silent period of movie making left Germany in 1933. People like Lubitsch or Fritz Lang or Max Reinhardt in the theater, but he also made a film, Midsummer Night's Dream. And others followed, like Fred Zinnemann or Billy Wilder. Then during the war, most people got killed, so there's a generation gap, which was never quite fulfilled later on. Then, after the war, Germany was divided, so there is no film center anymore. Berlin was not a center anymore. Partially it became Munich. But really, if you want to cast a film or if you want to have a cameraman, you have to travel around, find different actors in different stages. Yeah. And I think film making needs a center. And thirdly, the German language is very limited. Very few people in the world speak German, so the market is quite limited as well. Hey.
Way Down, Elvis Presley's last number one, released shortly before his death in 77. His legend endures as that of Maria Callas, who entered the pearly gates a month later. Some of the greatest artists and politicians of the century checked out in the 70s. As I said at the beginning of this journey, it was the age of the terrorist, and even peaceful Holland didn't escape, as it wrestled for the best part of the decade with the South Moluccan minority, who fled to Holland after Indonesia's independence and dreamed of returning someday to set up a homeland. When young Moluccans, nurtured on this impossible dream, realized it would never materialize, they resorted to storming the Indonesian consulate in Amsterdam, taking hostages and even hijacking trains. Their various actions tragically ended in the deaths of many innocent victims. In South Africa, Steve Biko paid the ultimate price for his courage in fighting apartheid, and a Polish cardinal ascended the throne of St. Peter's in Rome. And a singer from Bombay via Zanzibar and London gave sport its universal anthem, the ever-flaming Freddie Mercury. We almost were, but never quite made it. The 70s were the golden age of Dutch soccer. Ajax of Amsterdam winning the European Cup 3 years in a row. Twice we got to the final of the World Cup, but lost to Germany and Argentina. But Dutch players amazed pundits and fans, and one in particular became a household name around the globe. One of the best players in the history of the game, Johan Cruyff. His recipe for success was plain and simple.
There are two things. First of all, a talent is God-given. Second,
you've got to work very, very hard, because if just a little detail is missing, not only on technique but mentality or whatever, you never get the top. So all these things have got to fit together.
By the end of the 70s, our transmission time was down to 50 minutes, and we entered the next decade with the determination to win back the audience we had lost with sharper programming and new personalities. When I join you next, we'll explore the opening up to Asia and the arrival, at long last, of the ladies.
That was part 6 of our 8-part series looking at the history of Radio Nederland for their 50th anniversary, produced, and presented by Pete Myers. And next week we'll bring you Program 7. Anyway, time now for more music. Here's Stepan Grappelli with Echoes of France. Echoes of France, Stepan Grappelli. If you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. Well, we still have time to squeeze in one more piece of music before we say farewell. And this is a request going out to two listeners right now in Montreal, Canada. They wanted to hear the Safety Dance, Men Without Hats.
Behind. 'Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance. Dance, safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, save the dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, we're never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see. We can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking a chance. Dance, well, it's safe to dance, yes, it's safe to dance. We'll save the dance. We'll save the dance. It's a safe to dance. It's a safe to dance. Well, it's a safe to dance. It's a safe to dance. Oh, it's a safe to dance. Oh, it's a safe to dance.
Men Without Hats, the safety dance. And guess what? We're now out of time. Yes, I have to leave you, but if you wish to listen to any PCJ program, of course, check out our website, pcjmedia.com. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Perron wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.